This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Buying that special 6-foot-tall teddy bear to put beside the tree has just gotten a bit harder. The parent company of the FAO Schwartz toy store chain is filing for bankruptcy. Last April, FAO Incorporated emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, exacerbated by dismal holiday sales. In announcing this second filing, FAO said it will try to sell its FAO Schwartz and the Right Start stores and liquidate its zany, brainy educational toy business. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to John Taylor, a toy and video game industry analyst for Arcadia Investments.
Since FAO Schwartz first opened its doors back in the 1860s, it has beguiled generations of children with luxury toys. But last month, FAO said its early holiday sales were far worse than expected. I asked John Taylor about the legendary toy retailer's chances of surviving a second bankruptcy.
They're looking pretty dim. FAO has been fighting kind of a losing battle that has faced a lot of specialty retailers in the toy business. And it's just one that we're all aware of because they have those wonderful big flagship stores in all the big cities and so on. But this really isn't anything new. There's been a constant struggle against loss of market share due to gains that are being made by Walmart and Target and other retailers that are big in the toy industry now.
Are people simply refusing to pay premium prices?
I think that's a pretty good part of it. But the fact that it's happening now in a time when there is a lot of visible price competition, I don't think necessarily implies that it was Walmart shop prices that broke FAO's back right now. As I say, I think this is something which has been going on for a long period of time. It's a hesitancy to pay premium prices. It's difficulty in getting mom or dad to make an extra stop to a destination store. It's kids growing up younger. They're getting older at younger ages and having more and more influence on purchase decisions and telling their folks what they want rather than having their folks buy what, you know, parents think is good for the kids. There are a whole bunch of factors here.
You know, there's some people who say kids are more interested in disposable toys, things mm-hmm. they see advertised. They want to use them up fast. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's the exact opposite of what FAO Schwartz is known for.
Yeah. When you go into a specialty toy store, and this could be FAO, this could be your local store, and you know, it's kind of the corner toy shop, what you see is a lot of things that you might remember, your folks might remember from growing up. Things like Lincoln Logs and Brio, and you know, wood toys have kind of been on a downtrend for a long time. It's kind of all about plastic now. And, you know, we tend to think of FAO as a high-quality, traditional, you know, wholesome kind of place to get toys. And the fact is that the bulk of the business is done in plastic toys that are promoted on TV. And this is what the mass merchants specialize in. This is what they put on TV. And this is what kids ask their folks for. This is what the kids hear about on the playground.
Could FAO Schwartz's management have done a better job?
I don't think so. They faced a challenge that is exactly the same challenge that Toys R Us is having to deal with. You know, a few weeks ago, Toys R Us announced that they were closing their Kids R Us division down and integrating some operations in their U.S. toy stores. When you look at what Toys R Us is facing right now, they've got a couple of really strong segments in their business. It's called International, it's called Babies R Us, but the U.S. toy retail segment is really tough in toys right now, and FAO really had only that going for it. If Toys R Us had to live on its U.S. toy operations, it would be in a lot more serious trouble than it is.
John Taylor is a toy industry analyst with Arcadia Investments, speaking to us from Portland, Oregon. Thanks very much.
You bet.
FAO says that for now, its stores will remain open and business will go on as usual, except for one difference. All sales will be final. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.